This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And it's time now for the segment formerly known as Market Wrap. Today, we're introducing a segment called Keep in View that brings you the stories and businesses to keep on your radar. And we're joined by Sabrina Magdalene of our news desk. So, Sabrina, Clubhouse has surged in popularity lately. Even though it is a social network that is invitation only, it's not yet widely available. But there are already serious questions being asked about its privacy protections. What's the story?
Yeah, so Clubhouse is apparently the first American social media company to break out in years, and it has reportedly been downloaded some 5 million times since its debut in March. And just last month, investors valued the company at $1 billion. But a report by UK Independent has detailed some of the privacy red flags within the app, starting from the sign-up process itself. So when you join Clubhouse, other users can see who it was that invited you. And that information shows up on your profile and appears to stay forever. The app will also, by default, suggest you follow everyone in your contacts that is already in the app and actively suggest that you invite people who are not already on it. All of your contacts will be listed, and next to them will be a ranking of how many contacts they have on Clubhouse. Even if you reject the app's request to get access to your contacts, you will still see the lists and also, you know, recommendations, because your number may have been uploaded by someone else who joined and gave Clubhouse access to their contact book. So this means that the list could include people you've tried to avoid, as well as, you know, complete strangers. A US journalist shared his experience in using Clubhouse and said that his invite list includes the psychiatrist who used to prescribe his ADHD medication. And he could see that the psychiatrist has 62 friends on Clubhouse. So there's the possibility of you knowing, you know, how many people see the same doctor as you, for example.
You know, Sabrina, so much of what you've just said made my skin crawl. Just the idea of that access. Mm-hmm. But even more than that, another concern was also raised over Clubhouse's potential vulnerability to spying by the Chinese government. China has now blocked the app, but the company's officials admitted that conversations involving China nationals could end up going through Chinese servers before the ban.
So the Stanford Internet Observatory has confirmed that Shanghai-based company Agora Incorporated supplies back end infrastructure to Clubhouse. It also found that users' unique Clubhouse ID numbers and chatroom IDs are transmitted in plain text, which would likely give Agora access to raw Clubhouse audio. So the Standard Internet Observatory also believes that since Agora is subject to China's cybersecurity laws, the company must turn over recordings to Beijing if requested to do so under national security grounds. You know, Clubhouse has since addressed the issue, saying it will increase the encryption and blocks within the app to stop it from pinging Chinese servers. The company has also planned to have these new changes to be audited and also verified by an external security company. Also, earlier this month, German and Italian regulators publicly questioned, you know, whether Clubhouse's data practices complied with European data protection laws. So, you know, there are several issues that Clubhouse needs to address, including how it will handle harassment and, you know, also questionable content cropping up in conversations like conspiracy theories and also anti-media sentiment.
All of which, I think, speak to the kind of growing pains that something like Clubhouse is having, because it started out as something fairly small and now it's suddenly exploded in popularity. Mm-hmm. But we want to know, do you have thoughts? Have you tried Clubhouse? Do you think you might want to? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, or tweet us at BFM Radio. Keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.